For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King. President Trump spent his day talking about immigration, first at a convention in Las Vegas, then in an interview on TBN.
It's the Democrats' fault, but it wouldn't be their fault for long if they sat down with us. We could make a deal so quickly. But it's looking like they really want open borders and they want really crime to pour in.
Many Democrats spent the weekend touring centers for immigrant children. Florida Senator Bill Nelson, after being turned away earlier, finally got inside one facility in Florida.
The only good thing that we found out is that most of these here are communicating by telephone with their parents. But there doesn't seem to be a plan for reunification of the children.
California Congresswoman Jackie Speier says she doubts the government's word that 500 children have been released. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Ugh, you guys, I am so ready for the beach.
I'm not.
What? The trip is coming up soon.
Yeah, my beach body is nowhere close to where I want it to be.
Same here. I've got to lose some weight before we go.
Plus, I know you're going to want to post pictures from the trip all over Facebook.
Well, why don't you guys try Calitrin?
Calitrin? That sounds really familiar.
It's super easy to take, and it's even healthy for you. You just take it at bedtime, and it does all the work for you.
You're joking.
No, I'm not joking, and you're going to feel good taking it.
So I got the Calitrin. And I got into camp that I had not been into in a year and a half. It also took my hot flashes away.
Hey, this is Jack, and I've been using Calitrin. I used to go to the chiropractor at least once a week. The Calitrin has definitely helped me, and I definitely recommend it to anybody.
This is Lynn. I've been on Calitrin, and I love it, and I've lost 45 pounds.
So where can I get Calitrin?
You can go to their website at toploss.com, or you can call them at 833-TOP-LOSS.
A train derailment in northwest Iowa that broke apart some oil tanker cars has led to the city of Rock Valley shutting off all its drinking water wells. Lyon County Sheriff Stuart Vanderstoop.
Don't know how much oil has been spilt yet at this time, but we do have stuff in the water trying to catch some of the oil and keep it from going any farther.
The European Union is imposing trade tariffs, prompting a new threat from President Trump. The president responded to the EU tariffs taking effect today, targeting American goods largely from states he won in 2016. He tweets, "Based on the tariffs and trade barriers long placed on the U.S. and its great companies and workers by the European Union, if these tariffs and barriers are not broken down and removed, we will be placing a 20% tariff on all of their cars coming into the U.S. Build them here. German automakers have 3 plants in the United States." This is USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
Authorities arrested a 19-year-old and held her in custody for 2 weeks after she accidentally jogged out of Canada and into the United States. Sadella Roman had spent the day with her mother at White Rock Beach in Canada on May 21st, which is a legal holiday there. She said she saw no fences or signs on the beach and said it was an accident. "An officer stopped me and started telling me that I had crossed the border illegally," she said. Roman called her mother, Christine Fern, in tears after she was arrested. "The thing is that anybody can cross the border very quickly," her mother said. "It's like a trap, because if we don't see a sign, you can cross the border very easily and be arrested." A U.S. Customs and Border Protection spokesperson said her actions were still illegal, even though there are no fences or signs designating the U.S.-Canadian border. In downtown Pittsburgh, there was another round of street protests over a fatal police shooting of a black teenager. KBKA TV reporter David Highfield.
Most of the night, it seemed like a very peaceful crowd. In fact, they were determined to stay until the end of the Pirates game because they definitely wanted to create a disturbance here. They wanted to get attention for their issue. Police in riot gear were keeping a distance, but we did not see any violence this evening until this person tried to drive through the crowd, literally drive through the people.
For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.